Well, good evening, everybody. Hello, this is Miss Krista. You have found Kinks and Drinks. Welcome. You can find us live every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on Podbean server, but you must be 21 to join. You can listen to the replay every Sunday on your favorite podcast platform or on my site, phonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. So tonight, we are going to have a lot of fun. I have Miss Bianca, and I also have Goddess Michelle. Miss Bianca, why don't you introduce yourself first?
Hello, I'm Bianca. You can find me on femdomfridays.com with Miss Krista and Miss Michelle and Harper and everyone. If I'm missing anyone, sorry. I have a blog called kinkyphonefantasy.com, and I am blogging on there, so be sure to check me out.
Oh, yes. Got to go read that. And now, how about you, Goddess Michelle? How are you doing, bestie? Uh-oh. I'm not hearing you. Uh-oh.
How's that?
Why don't you try? There we go.
Yo.
Why don't you tell everybody about you?
I'm Goddess Michelle. You can find me on themasturbatrix.com. You can also follow me on all of my socials. You can find me on X at The Divine Me. You can also find me on Blue Sky at themasturbatrix.bsky.social. And if you happen to be on our Enchantrix empire.community.net social media, you can follow me on there at Michelle C. And thank you so much for having me here, bestie. This is awesome.
Oh, you bet. This is going to be a fun episode tonight. Well, we have a drink tonight that I have had more than one of, and it is called the Slip and Slide. I figured that was a great name for men toys. In this drink, there's an ounce and a half of Crown Royal whiskey, apple whiskey, and then an ounce and a half of Crown Royal black, 3 ounces of Sprite, some a half ounce of fresh squeezed lime juice, and you garnish it with some apple slices. And oh, believe me, ladies, I have a cold. And it has done wonders for it. So, we have Demi's Own in the room. And I believe we have Mott and Abby. And Miss Luna's listening as well. Welcome. So, tonight's show, without further ado, is all about the toys for guys, the toys for boys, if you will. And I had this request sent in by an anonymous listener, so hopefully you're out there listening. And just so you know, part of what you requested was to be able to play with your new toy with a mistress. All of us do that, by the way. I don't think there's any of us that would turn that bit of fun down. How about you, ladies? Would you turn that down?
Hell no. I love to help.
Hey, as long as the technicals are working and Mercury is not, you know, fucking me, I will totally do the damn thing. Yes.
I agree with that.
I think the one that he has, the one that sent in the request, it's not one that you're going to be able to do remotely, but you can still have a lot of fun on the call with that toy.
Oh, that sounds so fun. I want to know what this toy is.
Well, he has a fleshlight. He specifically requested to have a little bit of fun with that. And, well, you know me and my toys. A fleshlight is a good beginner toy. And yes, you're going to have some fun with it, but it is nothing compared to what we're going to get into tonight. So, has either one of you ladies actually done remote toy play?
Yes. I have tried and failed.
Oh, really?
Yes, I just cannot seem to interface. I'm really thinking I need to hit up support and get some help with that.
Well, maybe we can do one sometime on a two mistress call, maybe. And there's a way around the app that works. You can actually, if they can spend a little bit of time pre-call getting things set up, there's a place to where they can give you a link, and all you have to do is click that link, and it will connect you to their toy on your computer.
Oh, I love that. That is so much more convenient than what I was trying to do.
Oh, yeah. Well, the other way, you have to be added, and then he's got to give you permission and all that. With the link, you already have permission. All you have to do is click on it, and as long as his toy is on, you have access.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. I'm not turning down anything. I will absolutely do that.
That is a workaround for the app. If anybody wants to find out, just hit me up and we'll work on it. And I will even do some pre-call setups with you so you don't have to spend your money trying to get all that straightened out. So anyway, how about you, Bianca? Have you ever played with remote toys?
Yes, I got to work with a remote thrusting butt plug last week, and then someone hit me up, I believe it was Monday, and they had the brand new Max, and that was fun. I was drawing circles on my app, but I was like, what does this do, and what does this do? And he's like, whoa, wait. Okay, no, I have a new toy. You gotta let me see what it does.
Ooh, yeah, definitely. Matter of fact, the Max 2 is one of the toys we're going to talk about tonight.
Oh, awesome. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to play with it long enough. I was a little overzealous, so.
Well, nothing wrong with that. But we're also going to be discussing companion toys for these slip and slide type of toys.
Oh. And
do you know what I mean by companion toys, ladies?
Like you can use them together and increase the synergy, the synergistic pleasure.
Yes. And, well, the companion toys, well, for those of you that are not on the same page, they're the ones that stimulate things inside of you, like that pee spot. And believe me, once you get the courage, or if you're bold enough to go there, you will find pleasures that you have never even thought were possible.
Whew. Sounds like waterfalls and showers are about to happen.
Maybe. Oh, Duchess Willow, welcome to my show. Also, by the way, thank you for coming. And I think I mentioned that we have Luna in the audience as well tonight. So we have a couple of mistresses as well. So I am going to now post a couple of links for those of you that are looking to have some fun, that would like to have your toys actually controlled by us. But give me just a second to find them. I want to hear more about Bianca's Max toy story.
I know. Okay, it took us like 5 minutes to get it set up on the app. He finally sent me the correct link, and he had already played with it by himself a couple times, and he didn't tell me anything about it. So I'm like trying to look up facts about it, like, you know, all that stuff. Because apparently I mixed Max 1, all right? And he got lubed up. He has a silicone lube. Beautiful. I needed to talk dirty for a little while. He just wanted to sit inside of it for a while and describe the nubs and how he'd got off previously.
Yeah, he did.
And we slowly guided him to a stroking session before the toy, and then we got him inside of it, and he's like, okay, full control. I was like, all right. And I was like, what does this do? And like the dial on the app is like circular and you can go up and down. And so I'm like, I'm a little ashamed to say I did not like slowly go up because anything I do, I do it to the max. I said, whoop. And he said, good God, Miss Bianca, can we slow it down? And I was like, what's happening? He's like, I'm about off the bed is what's happening. I need to get my dick out of
this. You were like, I am not using him in.
I was like, all right, let me slow it down. He's like, all right, now talk dirty to me. And I just kind of circled my finger and like closed my eyes a little bit. That man made a squeaky sound like a mouse.
Oh, my.
Because apparently it has like the vibration and the nubs inside. They can do different things when you go to the left side, to the right side, up to down. And yeah.
It is quite a toy. Now I'm going to put a companion toy with that. I just posted a link. Ooh. And if you're interested in this, guys, just click on that link and it'll take you straight to where you can get these toys. So here is a companion toy with that. And what it is.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
That one comes with the Edge 2. That's the Solace Pro and the Edge 2. Mm. The Solace is another toy similar to the Max. And, well, this is a bundle deal. You can't hardly beat it. So anyway, the Solace, I'm going to post a link here in a little bit once we get into it a little bit further. It does, the Solace Pro does all kinds of things that are just very, very, very fun.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So, but now, guys. You have to be willing to be adventurous if you're going to do this. Trust me, we're not going to hurt you. We're just going to make everything so much more fun.
Well, I mean, we'll hurt them if they want us to.
Well, right? Yeah. Well,
if you're into that, just ask.
Yeah, well, if you're into that, you can always come visit me and we can get Bruno out. So, yeah.
Girl, yes.
There are a lot of specials right now. There is 25% off, 50% off. There is a lot of sales happening on these toys.
Oh yes.
Oh.
Oh, I just bought a second gravity. Now I have two gravities. Damn. I have two dommies, and I have two hyphies.
Mm. Jealous.
Same, right? Oh, bestie.
There's no need to be jealous. You can do the same thing. They are available to everybody.
I have a lot of toys. Like you, girl. I'm slowly building my remote toys.
You know, I don't use them as remotes that much. I love doing that. I love giving control to somebody that is going to have fun with it. But what I've found is the Lovin's toys, the motors are just stupid good. They are amazing.
They purr like kittens if you hear them at all.
They growl like a muscle car.
You know, I had somebody mention that about whenever you were playing with them on a call. And they were like,
you did?
Gets that toy out and it's over.
Well, my dommies have a 100% success rate. I've never turned it on and not had an orgasm or five.
Get that nut.
Oh, yes.
Have you seen these dommy one and two attachments for men?
Oh, I
the
have.
The massager transformer. What? Mm-hmm. That looks very interesting. Oh, and the graphics. Yeah. Yes, that's how that works. Okay.
Yeah. Bite your fist. You know you will.
Mm-hmm. Tadami. Maybe I should just go for a two, or should I start out with a one? No, I'm playing.
No, get but. Tadami two. Get Tadami two. Yeah, get Tadami two. They've come way down on price too, so they're definitely worth the investment. Here, I'm going to give everybody just a small idea of what I'm talking about. Let me see. All right.
Oh, that's what this, I was going to. Oh, sorry. Never mind.
This is at 50% power on the slider.
Oh, my God. Ooh. Mercy.
That'll make you have an orgasm. I'm just listening to it.
I felt that.
Ooh. Oh, I feel it in my bones. Oh, and
word, guys, me too.
That Dami too is a lot of fun for you too. I've had a couple of guys that ventured out and got one. And if you, especially for my sissies, you will have a sissygasm out of this world with one of those. I promise you that. You put it on the underneath side of that little clitty, and you make little circles, and you moan, and you be a good little girl, legs spread wide open, and I promise you, you're going to make a mess in your panties.
I think I did. Jesus, Krista. Holy moly.
How loud is that in a quiet room? Well, once you get it in between your legs, they kind of muffle it a little bit. I've never had a roommate come in and say, holy shit, that was loud. So
sometimes like stuff a pillow over yourself a little bit if you're worried about people listening.
Oh, and then you wouldn't hear anything. That's a great idea. You wouldn't hear anything.
That was a fantastic idea.
Yep. Now, with that said,
I just saw that. Oh my girl.
Well, if you're in the library, there's a better toy for that. And that would be the Lush 2 or the Edge. That one goes up inside of you and it will definitely do things that will, well, cause you to have a major mess. Me and my girlfriends do this. We'll get out our internal toys, like the Lush, the Vulse, the Dulce. Those are wonderful toys too, by the way, ladies. If you don't have one, get one. You'll love it. But we'll put them in, turn them on, and we'll give each other control. And then we'll go about our day. And it'll sit there inside of you, dormant, not doing a thing. And you forget all about, you know, somebody else having control. And you'll be sitting there having lunch with somebody, and it'll go off. And trying to keep a straight face can be a challenge.
Oh, but such a fun challenge, though. A fun,
oh, we do that, and it is challenge. So much fun. That is a ton of fun. Now, we have talked about the max a little bit. Let's dive into it a little bit more. You know, that max, it is an amazing toy. It is basically the fleshlight on steroids. If you enjoy the feeling of a fleshlight, the Max 2 will far and away blow it out of the water. And I can tell you from experience, every toy I've bought from Lovence has been worth every penny, except for one. And I'm not going to lie about it and tell you that it was great because it sucks. The Gemini nipple clamps, the motor sucks. It does nothing. You might as well just go ahead and get a pair of the good old-fashioned clip-on nipple clamps, and you'll be doing better for yourself. And then maybe put a vibrator on the chain. I don't know. But that does not work. Every other toy has been amazing. And I do have quite the collection. At current
I
count,
I was so excited about the Gemini too. That's so sad.
Yeah, it's not worth the money. Don't do it. I have a pair of nipple clamps. If you want some real good nipple clamps, they have a little hole in them and a screw that goes into the hole. And the hole goes over your nipple and the screw clamps down on it. So you can get them as tight as you would ever want. And believe me, oh, yeah, let's just leave it at that. And I've not tried to I was thinking what would be really hot is to maybe take my Dulce, which is a vibrator that goes up inside of you and it also rests on your clit. Mm. Maybe hanging that on the chain. That might be fun. So there's a lot of creative things you can do with these toys too, if you have the imagination.
Sounds so fun.
I mean, that's all.
Now, I had a little question about the Maxi too, because I've been in a couple of long distance sexual situations, and the thing that my partners enjoyed about the Fleshlight was that you could change the inside of the sleeve. You could get the nubs and ridges and things like that to kind of match the person Ooh. That you were hooking up with, in this case, me. I'm mm-hmm. just wondering if you can do that with the Maxi too.
I am looking
inner sleeve.
It says that it accommodates most sizes. Mm-hmm. Stimulates while you stroke. And I'm looking to see if it has any replacement.
Customization,
yes. I am looking right now. I am not seeing anything that would allow it to customize. Mm-hmm. But I am seeing that the inside of it does all kinds of different things with what Bianca was saying. It moves in different directions, which causes it to have different sensations.
Mm.
Oh, nope. Neutral hole sleeve for Max 2. Vagina sleeve for Max 2.
There we go.
Yes, there you go. Awesome. It does have customization.
And so I need to pick the that
attachments up are very economical. They're only $10 a piece.
Oh, I like that.
So yes, it
and
does.
And being able to switch it out, oof.
Yep. It it has a neutral hole sleeve for Max 2, neutral soft material with ridges, and then it has a vagina sleeve. Looks in, natural look, softer material for a more realistic feel. There you go, guys.
Oh, that is so good to know, Krista. Thank you. I know exactly what I'm getting for some winter solstice and New Year's gifts.
Ooh, well, we haven't got to the solace yet. Let's go to that next. Now, this has got some customization stuff. It actually has a mount that you can put on your desk, and it'll do all the work for you.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
And so it like thrust and stuff?
Yes. I'm going to post this. Let me get back to where I was at. There we go. And you can just open that link. So you see that little attachment to it? That moves it up and down. That bottom piece.
Oh.
So it does all the work for you.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I need a penis.
Oh, sweetie, if you're wanting toys to make you go, oh, I have a list for you as well.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, trust me, there are so many toys for us girls too. So don't feel left out, Bianca. And some of the toys that are for us work really good on the boys too.
Oh, I love a good visual.
Mm-hmm.
Mott saying, it's no nut to paper. It's no nut November. It's no nut November.
Mm-hmm. You remember that.
That's a good tease.
I know, isn't it? All these toys and knowing that none of us mistresses are going to let you come.
Mm-hmm. But if you order it now,
the struggle is real.
By December.
Yeah. You never know. It may not be denial December. It may not. You never know.
It's looking like it's going to be a dick destroying December if you make it through this one. Stock up with these toys. Because, I'm going to destroy it.
You're going to rub the skin off of it by the time you're able to nut.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Don't walking funny the next day.
Do it all December, Felicia French Fry.
Yes. So anyway, the solace. Let me see if I can find the attachment for that mounts to your desk. It's really kind of cool looking. You can sit there, watch porn, and just have it jack you off. And you know what else is nice about it? For those of you that like to do the sexy texting, but you can't type one-handed, this solves that problem as well.
Oh my god!
Yes, it
type
does.
Away.
You know what? I like watching the videos of the guys jerking themselves. Like that's like one of my favorite genres of porn. And I do believe that I have seen someone like trying to make one of these or use one.
Oh, yeah.
And it is incredible. Oh, my goodness.
And it does.
I knew
it also has a neutral sleeve and a vagina sleeve in it as well that are optional.
Mercy. Mercy.
All the different textures to play with.
Yes. That comes with a desk mount. If you look it up, if you go and look it up and scroll down the page, you'll see the desk mount on it. So you can actually mount it to your desk, do your sexy texting, and you do not have to use your hands to do anything but type. And you can keep up that way. No more excuses for, I can't type and jack off. Yeah, you can. Now, I know some guys are just scared to death of butt stuff. Now, ladies, I want you to give some testimonials about some butt stuff that you've done with some guys just to kind of clear the air and show them that it's not so bad.
I will go first. I love getting my ass ate, and that's just the start of it every time. And if you want to get me there real quick without having to, find out some things, because forward entry is a little difficult for me, I can get there. There's a trick to it, and it takes a little while. But the ass, every single time I go off. So,
yay.
And I'm a power bottom. So if I'm ever bottoming, it's a powerful bottoming that I do. I love anal. Oh my goodness, I love it.
How about guys that you know that that you've done anal with for the first time and their responses?
I love plugging guys and having them walk around that with for a while. Like there was a fellow that I dated and I would have him because he would get up and go to the gym in the morning and I would plug him before he went to the gym. And by the time he got back home, he was ready for me to like play with him a little bit with fingers, sometimes with the tongue because he was looking right after getting home from the gym. That ass would just be sitting, damn.
Mm-hmm.
The pegging that I would do with him was spectacular because he liked it when I bent him over and made him arch his back to pound him. So I've had lots of fun with the fellas in that department. Good. I love doing the good old reach around. I'm a good buddy. I'm a good friend in that way. Good. I'm going to give you the reach around while I'm pounding you. I'm a pleasure dom, so my goal is to like overwhelm you, your senses with as much pleasure as I can give you until you're begging me to stop. That's when I want you to beg.
Ooh, Luna says that she's bi as fuck and loves popping a guy's pegging cherry. Who doesn't, Luna? Come on.
Oh, yes.
That like first time that they come and scream, ugh. It's like heaven,
and
right?
That orgasm is always better than anything they've ever had before.
And the spray that comes from them, because you're hitting those spots inside of them, like you're hitting the P-spot sometimes, a lot of times, really. So when they come, it's like a geyser. I love it.
Oh, yes. I do, too. And now you said that you're a good buddy. Well, just imagine pegging somebody and using, like, the Max or the Solace on them as you stroke them, too.
Oh, I mean, I do love a good reach around.
Yes.
While you're back there. That's a good idea.
Exactly. How about you, Bianca? Have you had a good experience with a couple of guys in their lives?
Oh, hell yes. from experienced men who just use like a finger or two and want to up their game. But my favorite story is my husband wanted me to wear a butt plug a few years ago to a party. And I said, only if you do too. He's like, what? I was like, I have two. And now we did fingers and small vibrators and things like that before. And so I went and bought us two brand new metal safe with cute little jewels. His was blue. Mine was pink. Aww. And I made him wear it throughout the party. And I would come up and like smack his ass every once in a while, you know, being a playful, cute couple. And that man, by the time he got home, he was raring to go. He's like, if you don't fuck me right now, I was like, do you want me to take the butt plug out? He's like, no. But I got to play with it a little bit while that, and they kind of led us to where we are now with pegging and things like that. I have de-virginized a couple sissy asses in my life. And that's always fun. You start out small, a finger, a toy, things like that. But when you get them on that pegger, ooh. Now, listen, man, you have a prostate. It's meant to be played with.
I'm going to give you some good suggestions for the next time that you're, especially with your significant other. All right. One, the butt plug, try the Hush. It is a Lovin's toy, and it vibrates. And it comes in multiple sizes, so you can start off small and work him up. Once you get him all worked up with the Hush, I've got two favorite toys for pegging now. One is called the Lapis. You need the harness when you buy this. You'll buy the harness with it. The Lapis is also Lovin's. It is a strapless strap-on. So it fits up inside of you. One of the motors sits on your G-spot. The other one sits on your clit. And then there's a third motor for him in the cock. Damn. This combination is, oh my God, so much fun. Because it does. You get off just as hard as he will when you're fucking him because of all those motors. And what I usually do is I give him the controls and let him decide where the vibrations are coming. And he controls the vibrations while I control the fucking. Now, the next toy, and it fits in that harness as well. You can use either the Mission or the Gravity. I like the Gravity because it thrusts as well as vibrates.
Oh, I love the thrusting.
I do too. Ooh, so
chills.
And they also have another toy that you can use for a butt plug, It's called The Edge, which I posted earlier with the Solace. It is kind of a ridged, and it's got two motors, so it'll tingle that tight little butt of his, but it'll also tingle that taint. Tingle the taint.
Ooh, tingle the taint. We need to get that right on some mugs.
Yes, got to. Yeah, but yes, yeah, so those toys in combination work really well, too. And it gets them warmed up. Now, if you really have a guy that is really adverse to wanting to try anal, my suggestion is to get a hyphy and use the little end. It is no bigger than your little finger, maybe even the size of an ink pen. And then it's got a little nub on it that's about the size of the tip of your finger. But the vibrations on that are the best that I've ever had. It's a supersonic vibrator. And when I say that, that end vibrates at 12,500 vibrations a minute. Your everyday normal vibrator, even the Dommy that I demonstrated earlier, vibrates at about 2,500 to 3,500 vibrations a minute.
How many vibrations a minute?
Wow. What was that?
12,500 is what this one does. And then the big end vibrates 5,000. So that's still twice what a normal vibrator is.
And this is a Solace.
And ladies, no, that is the hyphy.
The hyphy. Okay.
Yes. And if you don't have one, you need one. Ask Harper, ask Demi. I think both those girls have them. I know Demi does.
Yes, and she can have the same testimonial
I do. Just to put it on your clit and just let that bean go to town. Yes. It feels really, really good. So, but you can use the small end on your guy, and it's like you're not, like you're putting your little finger in his butt. So he has a, you know, it's not near as intrusive. And then once you start getting him warmed up to that, then you can warm him up to the full-on ass-pounding, pegging, cherry-popping fun that we all love to have.
I love how you put that, bestie. Oh, huh? You have such a wonderful way with words.
Yes, you do.
I could just, can you read me the phone book next week? Because I would listen to that all day.
Oh, hell yes.
Oh, really? Well, I can make that dirty, too. Might even draw a picture of it. Who knows?
Spoil me. Oh.
Well, and for all of you, I'm going to give you a spoiler alert. Be watching for Demi to make a blog here before long. Oh, and it's going to be a super hot one. And it will feature one of my drawings.
Oh, I cannot wait to see this. Oh,
I'm excited.
So, anyway, now back to the toys at hand, or on the cock, or wherever you want to put them, maybe even in the butt. So, we have discussed the Solace and the Edge, and briefly touched on the Hush. The Hush is a lot of fun too, guys and girls. If you like something in your butt that vibrates, girls, I recommend the Hush. It's wonderful. And it comes in multiple sizes. And the vibrations are as violent as the Dommy.
So, the vibrations are as violent. That is
sexy. That's the only way I know how to describe that toy. That's the only way I know. It vibrates violently.
You said violently? Oh.
Yes. It vibrates
I like convulsing,
like
so
it's
that
pissed
sounds
off.
Fun.
Right? Me too. Made me convulse and not be able to speak.
Mm-hmm. If my vision's not blurry after an orgasm, it wasn't a good one.
Well, like I was telling you, I have 100% success rate with my Dommy. And
that is a glowing
normally, I push it to 3 to 5 orgasms each time I do it.
I'm having some very dirty thoughts about you, Krista.
I know. Right? I need to go grab
I'm not
going to
lie. I've had many dirty thoughts about you, Bianca. So.
Right?
Who has
girl, those feet posts that you do on social media, Miss Bianca?
Mm. Oh, yes.
And I read your giant death sensitive.
Blog. Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Like, you can shrink me and manhandle me any day and put me wherever you want. Right.
And you can use me to do dirty, naughty things, and I'll vibrate the best I can, girl. Mm-hmm. strap me to the
okay,
dolly.
Now I'm having dirty thoughts about both of you. This is wonderful. All right.
So we're going to stick together after this is what I'm hearing.
Yes.
We may have to.
All three. Yes.
Anybody want to join?
Oh. Well, Mr. Sandwich going on here.
Luna says lots of fun thoughts to go around.
I see you, Mott, trying to slip in on this action.
Oh, Felicia, never. That only applies to y'all. We don't have limitations on our orgasms. Never.
I do what I want.
Well, I'm a switch, I'm like, so Cartman. I really do enjoy the no-nut aspect of No-Nut November.
Do what?
I really enjoy like denying myself and then allowing that release later because it's always intense and it's always multiples.
Well, yeah.
For me. So I
don't blame you. I can't say I blame you a bit. Now me, I have multiples without denying myself. So why do that? Mm-hmm. You remember my thing from last month? I don't do an either or. I want both. I want it all. I want my cake, and I'm going to eat the hell out of it, along with my girlfriend or anybody else that's right there around.
Hell yes, eat that cake.
Ooh. That's right. I'll eat that pie too.
Ooh. Oh, sweet treat.
Mm-hmm. Should I put my face right in it?
That's right. I seen a meme the other day. I got to tell you, this is hilarious. It said what true disappointment is when you look up Martha Stewart cream pie and the picture that you got was her holding a pie.
Aww.
Sheer disappointment.
I wanted a warm cream pie somewhere else, Martha.
Well, she probably just took it out of the oven, so. So, now, some other toys that you may be interested in. You've seen the Max, you've seen the Solace, we've talked about the Hush and the Edge. Well, there are more. Oh, let me see here. There's one that I really like. It's it is a kind of a like an anal bead butt plug type deal. I gotta find, because I can't remember the name of it, but it looks like it would be a lot of fun as well. Oh, give me just a second. I will find it. But, oh, and the Gravity. That's another one that's fun for guys as well, especially ones that are adventurous. That one has a suction cup on it, and you can do all kinds of fun things with it. And that's the one that thrusts and vibrates, by the way, guys.
Oh, I see.
We'll go ahead and post that link, too. Why not? You'll love it. And if not, your girlfriend will really love it. Ladies, this is another very, very fun toy. The Ridge. That's the one. Yes. Let me find it right quick. Oh. And for you, Bianca, this is one just for you. There you go. Read
hell yeah.
That.
Right. That hyphy is so highly recommended. I love it.
Oh, and it vibrates on both ends.
Oh, no.
The little bitty end.
Pinpoint.
Intense. The little bitty end is the 12,500. On the other end, it still vibrates at 5,000, which is twice what most vibrators are. There it is. I found it. I knew I would. There it is.
Got me sweating over here.
Now, this one's another fun toy for your butt.
Damn.
And that's the other toy I got to control. Something like that.
That one is a lot of fun. I actually own that one too because I like butt stuff.
Oh my goodness. That sounds like the best time.
Oh, it is.
Rotating anal beads. Gimme.
Gimme.
Prostate. For a full body orgasm for him. Hoo-hoo-hoo.
Trust me, it'll give you. Yes.
That voice crack was so real.
For real. Oh my.
I'm with you.
Lions, tigers, and bears. Oh, and here's the lapis. I'm going to go ahead and post it. This one's great for playing with boys and girls. You can peg a guy or you can fuck your girlfriend like she ain't never been fucked.
Talk about some plap.
But it has three incredible motors in it.
Do not tell me the head moves too.
Yeah. Just the way that it looks like it's positioned inside of you, it just looks like the space in between. Some people call it a taint. It just seems like that area is just getting like maximum
and it's adjustable. Like just, you can close it down.
Oh, to play with it by yourself.
Oh yeah. You can. And what's great about it, if you want to actually use that as a handheld so you can suck his dick at the same time, it's got that nice little grip on it that goes up inside you. You can use it as a pistol grip and just use it. You can just pound away while sucking his dick. So, yeah, lots of fun.
Whew. That sounds like a party. Oh, thank you, Krista, for doing this. This is wonderful.
Yes.
Just so you know, Felicia, I am a tester. I signed up to be a tester, so I get first run whenever they do actually send out new toys. They'll contact me and ask me if I want to try, and I still have to buy them, but yeah. But I get a hell of a discount on them, so yes.
Luna, take your notes. Yes, Goddess Luna. I'm taking notes as well. Because there's like eight things in my cart now.
Oh, great. Oh, and did I? Oh, that's what I was looking for. Let me see if I can find the harness that goes with this.
Where we're going, we don't need harnesses, Krista.
It does help, believe me.
That yeah, I'm
harness
sure it is.
Holding it in helps because it keeps it solid right in those places that you want.
Especially if you're fucking women and they get so wet, it's always slipping out.
I hated that's that exactly when I was what out. I was thinking.
Is it me?
Hey, Demi. She popped
hey,
in.
Demi. Talking about
earlier. She heard we were talking about her.
Yes, she did. Yes, you were a topic of conversation earlier.
Yes, girl.
A couple of times.
No, in a good way.
Yes, always totally good in a way. Good way.
We're talking about
love. I was telling them about your feelings towards the hyphy, and also told them to beware of a post that will be coming up, super secret post coming up from you on your blog.
Beware or be excited? Because the way you hyped it, and Krista.
Excited. All right. Now, I am looking for the harness for you all, because you will want this. If you buy that, you will want the harness. So give me just a second. I'm scrolling through. There it is. Bam. And you can use this harness with the mission and the gravity as well.
And another thing goes in the cart.
But yeah, this makes the stability for the lapis so good. Because like I said, once you get it positioned where it's right there on your G-spot and right there on your clit, you can tighten that harness down and it stays right there no matter how hard you're fucking your partner.
That is nice. I love that it kind of has a little pouch underneath it to kind of hold, to kind of give it some support.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't go up between your cheeks either. That way you can have your butt toy.
Go ahead.
I said, I love how it doesn't go up behind your, you know, right in your crack. Yes. So many harnesses miss that.
Yes. I have used this multiple times, but I tried it first with the, you know, the control top pantyhose and putting a hole in it and trying that. Mm-hmm. This far is far better than that solution. So, but that does work in a pinch, ladies, if you ever have that going on. If you ever try a strapless strap-on, control top pantyhose, and a little hole for the cock to come out. Works pretty good.
Ooh. I'm going to have to take that suggestion. I do squats, so my thighs are, like, really muscular, and, like, they're kind of larger. So, yeah, I do need something that'll go up over those.
So, yeah, that might work for you. But, yeah, that's one of those fun little tricks that I learned over the years of being a naughty girl.
So informative. Look at you. I love all your knowledge.
I learned that from a professor I had that I had an affair with when I was in college. She was kind of a uber freak as well.
Muy escandalo. Naughty.
You know, I believe that college is for higher learning. It doesn't matter what you're learning, as long as you're learning it.
So true, bestie.
You need that story? That story is a book, sweetie. It's not just a story. There's several chapters in that book.
Being begged in chat, please.
I see that, Mott. Nope. Besides that, it's November, and that would just torment you even more now, wouldn't it?
Do it.
That first nut after November is going to destroy him, Krista. The way
I know. He's going to have to repaint the ceiling.
Oh, he's going to bust a hole right through it.
That's right. Hope you don't have neighbors above you. Shots fired.
Oh, my. He comes back to chat 3 days later and says, I just woke up.
Here's a nice little Dommy 2 attachment for the male. Here we go. Because you had mentioned that. Somebody had. Here.
Yes.
Is that an adult? And if anybody wants any information on Love Ends Toys, please contact me because I do, absolutely do love talking about them, and I'll give you all the insights.
Yeah, thank you so much for that workaround for the app because it has been messing me up for the longest, and I've been having to tell people, I can't do it.
And here's another little workaround. Mm-hmm. Have multiple accounts. Because with each account, you can actually be able to control different toys separately instead of it all being combined into one deal. And then that way you can actually do things more customized. You don't have to do the same thing with each toy. You can actually have one just barely vibrating and then the other one you're just working the hell out of him. Or you can just move the sliders independent of each other. So it's good to have multiple accounts, especially if you're using more than one toy.
Ooh. Oh my God, thank you. I love to edge and that seems like so good to do.
Yes.
Yes.
In all of these things, me and my girlfriends have worked out and found out what the best solutions are, because we have been playing with these toys for the last, 4 years. It started off, I was being a pervert one night, and I was watching a cam girl, just so you know. Anyway, she had this thing in her, and every time the little money thing would go off, she would make these crazy noises. And I was like, well, I want to know what the fuck that is. It's inside of her. Mm-hmm. Well, it was a Lush. And that was my beginning down the rabbit hole of Love Ints, was the Lush. Now they have them up to Lush 4s. I have a Lush 4. Ladies, they are worth it. They're so much more quiet, but they still vibrate just as violently.
I have a Lush 4. That's my favorite for edging. I've just been Lush girly. I'm now want to get everything else because I love them, especially for edging.
Oh yes,
so wonderful, and you can wear them around everywhere, the grocery store, mm-hmm. anything.
Well, the Lush 4 is kind of that or my Dulce. I use those two when I go out, and my girlfriends have control of my toy. Mm-hmm. Another one. Oh, if you haven't tried this one, if you like the Lush and you like the idea of not only vibrating, but maybe even doing a little thrusting there on your G-spot, the Voles is very good.
I see that. Mm.
Yes, I have quite the collection, ladies, just so you know. So, matter of fact, I'm going to post one last toy. Oh, another one for the ladies. It's a magnetic panty vibrator. It has a little magnet that holds it in place, and it just sits right there on your goodies. It's called the Fairy.
That is hot.
Well, I'll post that one too.
Ooh, thank you, ma'am. Ooh.
There you go. Where's the Fairy?
Oh, I love the look of it too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then there's for the guys, I can't leave this one out. This one's fun too. It's called the Dynamo. And it is a cock ring on your taint area and gives you a nice little taint tickle.
Well, I know it's a couple's going to love tickler. The shit out of that.
I know, right? Mm. I know what I'm doing my next off day.
Okay. Oh, and this is the Dulce I was telling you about. This is another one of my favorite toys. There you go. And where is the Vols? Come on.
I'm going to have to take a peek at that cock ring.
Mm-hmm. Your guy will love it.
I'm thinking he will. Ooh. And it vibrates too. Oh,
oh yes.
Let me go ahead and get my little shopping list together too, girls. You've inspired me. Because I just have like the little remote control lipstick. Because mm-hmm. the little Bluetooth lipstick. I have that one. Just because I wanted something small and discreet to take with me.
I couldn't find it anywhere else, so I got it here. So here, this is for you ladies. You'll love this. If you love the Lush, you'll love this.
Hoo-hoo.
Mm. Now, as much fun as this has been,
and it thrusts.
We are almost out of time. So what I would like to do is I would like for the ladies to introduce themselves again and tell you where to find them, because you know you want to play with them. You know you do. So why don't you start off, Miss Bianca, and give everybody your information again.
Hello, I am my blog is kinkyphonefantasy.com, and I am actively blogging on there. I'm part of FemdomFridays.com with a bunch of other sexy Femdom mistresses. I'm on X as a Mistress Bianca EE. And also, I love to play on our Enchantrix Empire site as well.
Very nice. Now, Bestie, tell them all about you and where they can find you.
Absolutely. I am your melodic midnight masturbatrix, Goddess Michelle. You can find me at themasturbatrix.com. You can also find me on enchantrixempire.community.net as Miss Michelle C. I am also good buddies with the girl gang. So you can find me with Bianca, Krista, and a lot of the other lovely ladies that are in the chat tonight every Friday in our Discord server at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And check me out on my socials. If you just click my profile here on Discord, all of that's in there in the banner.
Yeah, she does a really good job with her socials, and she is super with them. And, well, she's pretty hot on a call too, guys. And don't forget about Miss Demi and Luna and all the, and Miss with Duchess Willow, all of these girls. Give them all your attention. They all deserve it. And I am Miss Krista, and you can find me at phonesexfetishblog.com. And every week I do update my kinks and drinks tab, so there's a little recap of the episode, and the recording of the episode will be there. It's easy to find. And if you have any questions whatsoever about the toys that we talked about tonight, you let me know. And if you have questions about a toy that's not a Lovin's toy, you let me know about that, and I'll research it and tell you everything I can find, because toys are my thing. Now, thanks for listening to Kinks and Drinks. You can find us live every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on Podbean server, but you must be 21 to join. Listen to the replay every Sunday on your favorite podcast platform or on my site, phonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. Thank you all. This was a lot of fun. I am also now posting a link for you to click on to go and give me suggestions for future shows. You don't have to give me your name. You can be anonymous. But if you do, you will get recognition for the request. Thank you all, and you all have a wonderful night.